Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. This half hour, we continue to feature some Motown artists in alphabetical order. We'll pick it up with the letter S. We'll hear from the Supremes, R. Dean Taylor, the Temptations, the Velvettes, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Mary Wells, and Stevie Wonder. First up, the Supremes with My World is Empty Without You. Well, My World was produced by that great writing and production team of Brian Holland, Lamont Dozier, and Edward Holland, and it was produced by Brian and Lamont. Well, Edward explained how the words came to him at the time that the song was written. He was quoted as saying, "I think I had that title myself. It was just one of those songs that I got caught up in the melody of it. I always thought first the melodies that my brothers did were euphoric-type melodies. What I would do, I would listen to his melodies, and sometimes nothing would happen, and I would just play them over and over and over again in my head until something hit me, and then I would just allow my feelings to get caught up in the moment. Well, My World failed to reach number one, and the public might have reached a saturation point with the Supremes at this point due to the sheer volume of their releases and the enormous publicity that they had received in 1965. It was also their only number 10 hit on the R&B charts, their worst showing since Where Did Our Love Go? Regardless of that, it is a great tune. Here is My World is Empty Without You, the Supremes featuring Diana Ross, right here on Motown Memories.
Talk to the man that I've become. And to know I'll never see the morning sunshine on the land. I'll never see your smiling face or touch your hand. If just once more I could see you at home and I'd have a baby. Indiana wants me, but I can't go back there. Indiana wants me, but I can't go back there. I wish I had you to talk to. Way to you. Forgive me, love, for the shame I put you through and all the tears. Hang on, love, to the memories of those happy years. Red lights are flashing around me. Yellow, it looks like they found me.
With Tom Fallon. People moving out, people moving in. Why? Because of the color of the skin.
Run, 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 but you sure can't hide.
Set you free.
Rap on, brother. Rap on.
Well, the only person talking about love, thine brother, is the preacher. And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher. Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, humiliation, obligation to my nation.
All the children.
In the sky, cities aflame in the summertime.
And all the beat goes on.
Evolution, revolution, gun control, the sound of soul. Shooting rockets to the moon, kids going up to Zoom. Politicians say more taxes will solve everything.
And the band played on.
Beatles, new records of gas.
And the only safe place to live is on an Indian reservation.
And the band played on.
Eve of destruction, tax deductions.
City inspectors, bill collectors,
hard-core, in demand, population out of hand.
Suicide, too many bills, hippies moving.
Valley to the hill. People all over the world are shouting in the war.
And the band played on.
About Tom Murray from the Temptations, Fall of Confusion, That's What the World Is Today, and they reached number 3 in the U.S. pop charts from 1970. Before that, R. Dean Taylor, his only hit reaching number 5 from 1970, Indiana Wants Me. R. Dean was a great writer and producer during the Motown record label during the 1960s, but this was the only time he ventured on the other side and had a hit single. We started with the Supremes. My World is Empty Without You, that reached number 5 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1966. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature Motown artists in alphabetical order. What we heard from S and T, and now we're up to V with the Velvets. Well, the Velvets song coming up, These Things Will Keep Me Loving You, was their last Motown single, and for the single, they had a change in production team from Norman Whitfield, who did their previous songs, to a team called Harvey Fakwa and Johnny Bristol. They had a modest hit on the Rhythm and Blues charts, reaching number 43 with this tune, and for the first time ever, they reached the UK charts a few years later, reaching number 34, and on the US pop charts, it only reached 102. This song was their only hit in the UK, but it was not until it was reissued in 1971 after Diana Ross's version of this song appeared on her debut solo album. Well, lead singer Cal Street recalled at the time, "It came as a surprise. I was married to Richard Street and not playing with the Velvets anymore, and Richard had been on tour with the Temptations in the UK. Well, he came back and he said, 'Hey, you Velvets have a big hit over here in England.' When we eventually got to tour England, we could not believe how popular we were." Well, here are the Velvets, a Motown Memories favorite group, and the group that does the opening theme song for the Motown Memories show. These Things Will Keep Me Loving You, right here on Motown.
Thank you.
Rock with the All-Stars, a number 21 tune in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1970. Got to hold on to this feeling. And we started with the Bevelettes, some O-Town Memory's favorite artists. These Things Will Keep Me Loving You. Again, reaching number 43 in the Rhythm and Blues charts, number 34 in the U.K. charts, and number 102 in the U.S. pop charts. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We've been featuring Motown artists in alphabetical order, but we've made it all the way up to W. Let's continue with W with two more artists. We'll hear from Mary Wells and Stevie Wonder, and first up, Mary's song, Two Lovers. Well, in 1962, Mary Wells was one of the main attractions on the very first Motown Review, which was known as the Motown Special. It was a homegrown tour that opened in Washington, D.C. on October 26, 1962. Well, Two Lovers was intended to capitalize on the attention on the Motown record label. Well, with Mary on the tour were the Miracles, the Marvelettes, the Contours, Marvin Gaye, the Temptations, and the Supremes. Every Motown act that had charted during the year, plus three that hadn't, Martha and the Vandellas, an artist called Singing Sammy Juan, and for the first few dates, an artist called Little Stevie Wonder. Well, from 1962 is Mary Wells' Two Lovers, right here on Motown Memories.
Well, I've got two lovers and I ain't ashamed. Two lovers and I love them both the same. Let me tell you about my first lover. He's sweet and kind and he's mine, all mine. He treats me good like a lover should. That makes me
we'll be right back.
Stevie Wonder with a great song from 1976, never released as a single, so it didn't chart, and it was written to celebrate the birth of his daughter, Aisha. By the way, Aisha's last name is Morris, which is Wonder's real name. And we started with Mary Wells, Two Lovers, number 7 from 1962. Well, we've gone through another hour on Motown memories, this time featuring Motown artists in alphabetical order, starting with C with the Commodores and ending with W and Stevie Wonder. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.